from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For Rio.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday as we wrap up another racing week looking at the great sport of Kings Las Vegas style right here from your gaming capital at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We're here at the South Point Studios, of course, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex right here in Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show. We hope you're giving us a shot at the YouTube. Just go to YouTube and punch in South Point Studio. It'll get to the page, and you can click it and watch and hear us on the Race Day Show each and every race day from the South Point Studios. We also cover the town as far as radio is concerned. If you're running around this early Sunday morning, our anchor station here is Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and of course, all of the other platforms we have, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, and, of course, your iPhone, Android, with the apps, the KSHP app that you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can hear and see us on your iPhones or Androids, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Now, simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Sunday. Well, we wrap up the week by taking a look, of course, at what happened at Royal Ascot. Royal Ascot is finally over. The meet started on Tuesday. It went through yesterday, and believe it or not, there were seven U.S.-based horses that raced at Royal Ascot over the week, and we went the goose egg. We didn't win a race at Royal Ascot this year, the U.S.-based horses. Yesterday, in the final day of racing, the listed stakes, the Class 1 first race winner at seven furlongs was Bedtime Story, an Irish bred. The second race, the Grade 2 Hardwick Stakes, at a mile and a half, won by Isle of Jura. And, of course, that's the race where missed the race, it seems. He ran last in that race. Then the third race was the $1,270,000 Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth Jubilee Stakes at six furlongs. And the winner there was Kadem. Kadem, an Irish bred, was winning this particular race for the second year in a row. Big win there by Kadem and the Queen Elizabeth. The fourth race was the graded three Jersey Stakes, won by Hatem. Hatem wins it, Irish bred there. And the Heritage Stakes, the fifth on the card, six furlongs, won by Unequal Love. The sixth race, Handicap Class 2, was won by Hand of God. And the seventh race, the Condition Class 2 race at 2 3/4 miles, was won by Uxmal, an Irish bred horse. And that's the way the final day finished up at Royal Ascot. Yesterday at Thistle Down in Ohio, although we couldn't play it here, or I got to tell you, we couldn't even watch it on the screens here in Nevada because of some contract situation that's going on with the Thistle Down and the disseminators. Whatever it may be, the Ohio Derby was run yesterday, the $500,000 Ohio Derby. The winner there was Batten Down. When gate to wire, Batten Down wins it by almost two lengths in the race. So that was a big win there for Batten Down, the Bill Mott trainee, of course, ridden by Junior Alvarado. And, of course, racing here in and around the good old U.S. of A. Los Alamitos open day yesterday. And I got to tell you, you know, the races at Los Alamitos, you're going to be really, you got to play it close to the vest there. Okay, and certainly that was the case there. The highest priced winner at $20 and change came in the Bertrando Stakes, believe it or not, the ninth and final race there. They had two scratches, Dick's Best and Tom Horn were scratched out of the race, only leaving a four-horse field. The big, big prohibitive favorite, odds-on favorite, was Cowboy Mike. But Cowboy Mike got into a speed duel with Don't Fight the Fed. And these two just went out as a pair and really battled hard and fast on the front end. The two other horses in the four-horse field that were trailing them, and they were side-by-side, was None Above the Law and Lovesick Blues. Well, you know what happened. Top of the stretch, the speed duel took its toll on those two pace setters, and the big odds-on favorite, Cowboy Mike, dropped right out of it. Don't Fight the Fed did hold on for third, but the other two just passed them up, and the winner there was None Above the Law, with Antonio Freisu, longest price on the board at 9-1 for trainer Jorge Paragon. That was Freisu's second win. He won the first race on the day as well. And Jorge Paragon, the trainer, was winning his second race of the day. None Above the Law wins the Bertrando as the highest priced winner of the day. Other news on the day was, of course, Freisu had scheduled mounts in the first and last race. And you know that it was coming out, and he was going to accept and ride the first race at Los Alamitos and sit around in that jocks room all day long waiting for the Bertrando, that getting him out to ride that first race must have meant something. Well, it did, because he won the first race with the Prancing Through Paris was the winner of the first race with Freisu aboard, paying $720. He picked up a mount that Tyler Bayes had in the seventh race. Bayes hurt his hand in a starting gate incident earlier in the day. In the seventh race, Freisu took over for Bayes on Schwarzenegger, but he didn't win the race. So his two scheduled races were winning races yesterday. Freisu won two on opening day at Los Alamitos. And so did Edgar Parris. Edgar Parris won the fifth race at 680 and the sixth race at 840. And we want to thank Rich Ang for the winner of the second race. He gave us the second race winner. Warren Showbiz bet down from 5-2, got the win, though, and paid $4.80 there. Really, a lot of close-to-the-vest races yesterday at Los Alamitos, which is a par of the course there, that's for sure. The pick six, however, paid $2,625 on opening day at Los Al. Remember, Gulfstream Park had that mandatory pick six payout yesterday, the jackpot pick six, the mandatory payout yesterday. In those pick six races, the first of the pick six races, the eighth race on the card, paid $27.40. And as it turned out, that was the highest priced winner in the sequence. The next one paid $7.40. Then the 10th race paid $5 even. In the 11th race, it came up with a $17 winner. The 12th race was $11.80, and the 13th and final race, which was the featured power break stakes, was won by Batucada with Edgard Saez, paid $10.20 to win that one, outrunning Jan's Girl and Angel Nadesco. And so the pick six, winning numbers of 5, 3, 5, 2, 6, and 2, the six paid $18,453.70. You know, distributing all of that carryover money plus the money that was bet in yesterday and that mandatory payout. Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt teamed up together to win three races together. They won the first and second races. First race maiden winner paid $3.10. The second race and allowance winner paid $2.40. So the public was definitely tuned in on this team yesterday. And, of course, in the featured race, the Wild Applause Stakes, oversubscribed, closed fast to get up to win for Flavian Pratt and Chad Brown's third win of the day. And it was the third win of the day for this team and their owner, Karavich Stables. So Karavich Stables, Chad Brown, and Flavian Pratt won three races yesterday together, including the third and final one for them in the Wild Applause Stakes. Oversubscribed paid $4.20, outrunning Vino Rouge and Makanga, who finished third in that race. Got to tell you, there was a huge speed duel in this one-mile inner turf race. Huge speed duel. The two horses that were battling on the lead were like 10 to 12 lengths in front of the rest of the field, and oversubscribed closed all the way to get the victory there. And again, Flavian Pratt, Chad Brown, and Karavich Stable, three on the day yesterday at Aqueduct. Kendrick Carmouche had a couple of wins as well. The pick six there paid $22,871. That at Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. And as far as Churchill Downs was concerned, their stakes race there, the Chicago Stakes, was won by Vava under Ired Ortiz Jr. for Sherry DeVoe, won and paid $2.92 as the favorite. It was really a battle between the two favorites. The second choice, Society, battled all the way, but then gave it up early. Vava went on to win, and Ponisano Sunset nailed a Society for second, so the lock-em-up Exacto or Quinella didn't get there. Yes, they ran first and third in the featured Chicago Stakes. Geraldo Corrales also had a couple of wins yesterday at Churchill, and we want to thank Mr. Jonathan Hardoon, who gave us the winner on the show in the 10th race. Happy is a Choice. Happy is a Choice was the choice and won. For Relu Gutierrez in the race, paid $7.82. I can tell you this. This horse was sitting at 5-1 for a long time, but then they scratched another horse in the race, and the horse got bet down to 3-1 as he went in the gate. And when he left the gate, he was 5-2, but he got the job done. Happy is a Choice, winning the 10th race and giving Jonathan Nardoon a win on the show. Jose Ortiz had three wins on the day at Churchill. And that's the way it went yesterday at Churchill Downs, but we got a lot to cover today. Remember, there is a mandatory payout in the Super High 5 jackpot at Woodbine. That's today, mandatory payout there. So without any further ado, we're going to get started. Jonathan Hardoon is standing by. Bob Mazursky will be with us as well for Los Alamitos Day 2. John Lindo as well, and of course I got Rich Eng and Jerry J's Power Page picks for you as well, plus your racing menu. We're just getting started on this Sunday morning. Got to tell you, it's hot around the country. Hot around the country. Here in Las Vegas, it's 80 degrees right now outside. It's going to get to 109, but the heat wave is still over the country, so remember to stay hydrated. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, we're back on Race Day Las Vegas. Got to tell you again, as I say, it is hot out there. That's for sure. The heat is really the big weather of the day around the country. So make sure when you play the races today and the places that really have a lot of heat going on and the humidity as well, they'll be shortening up the post parade. Some of the tracks will go right from the paddock to the starting gate. So remember that when you're watching the races. As far as the weather is concerned, the only bad weather as far as rain, et cetera, is in way up in the great northeast. And that might affect some racing there. And now we'll get started with your racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas or watching on YouTube here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race books, in a race book right behind us here in the South Point Studios. First post times Pacific. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, because we know you listen from around the world, at whatever time zone you're in, just adjust it to the Pacific time zone. Therefore, you won't miss anything. I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's where the menu is today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races. Their first post time is 9:25. 9:25 today at Laurel Park. And that is their first post time at Laurel, 9:25. All right, next up comes Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has a first post time today at 9:45. No stakes race today at Churchill Downs, but they got a big pick six jackpot carryover. Their pick six jackpot carryover today, $261,360. That's $261,360 in the pick six jackpot carryover. Churchill, first post time for their nine races set at 9:45. Monmouth Park is next. Monmouth Park's feature race today is the $100,000 Tale of the Cat Stakes at a mile and 16th on the turf for three-year-olds, a field of nine before scratches. Favorite there at 3-1 is Carson's Run. That's 10 races today at Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $153,096, and their first post time is at 9:50 at Monmouth near the shores of New Jersey. All right, Gulfstream Park is next. Well, you know, they emptied out the pick six jackpot yesterday. They started anew today. Gulfstream Park has 11 races, and their first post time is at 9:55 at Gulfstream Park today. All right, coming up next after that is Belmont at Aqueduct. Let's see, Belmont at Aqueduct should be, well, we don't have anything as far as weather can or yet posted yet, so we'll just say that Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:05. No stakes race today there. First post time, Belmont, 10:05 today. I apologize. There is a stakes race there today. Pardon moi. Hey, listen, the eighth race is the $125,000 Dancing Renee Stakes at six furlongs for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. It's a field of six. 4-5 favorite there is Sterling Silver with Javier Castellano. The feature race at Belmont at Aqueduct, eighth race on the card. They do have nine races, and again, the first post time is 10:05 at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today. All right, then we get to Woodbine. Mandatory payoff in the Super High Five jackpot there. The Super High Five jackpot at Woodbine. Now, the pick six jackpot carryover today at Woodbine is $48,197. That's the pick six jackpot carryover there at Woodbine. And they did not post the carryover in the Super High Five jackpot, but... Well, that's the 10th race on the card. First post time at Woodbine is 10:10 for their 10 race card at Woodbine today. Hawthorne Racecourse has 11 races. Feature race is the $75,000 Bucks Boy Stakes. That'll be the fifth on the card at a mile on the turf with three-year-olds and up. A field of six. 9-5 favorite there is Another Mystery. First post time at Hawthorne Racecourse first post time is set at 12:10 at Hawthorne today. They got a super high five carryover, $3,801 at Hawthorne today. All right. Next comes Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. Los Alamitos has 9 races today on their Thoroughbred card. Their first post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon, 1 o'clock at Los Alamitos today for their 9 race card. 1 o'clock is the first post there. All right, Emerald Downs is next, 9 races. The $50,000 Budweiser Stakes is their 8th and featured at 6 furlongs. First post time at Emerald Downs for their 9 races set at 1:30, 1:30 at Emerald Downs. And then next comes Northern California Racing Fairs, Pleasanton. Pleasanton has 8 races today. They got a first post time of 1:45, and they have a pick six jackpot carryover of $14,282. $14,282 in the pick six jackpot carryover at Pleasanton today. All right, then we go to Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows has 11 races today. Prairie Meadows has a first post time of 2 o'clock. First 4 races will be quarter horse races at Prairie Meadows, and the last 7 will be thoroughbreds. 3 quarter horse trials at 350 yards for 3-year-olds as well. 11 races overall at Prairie Meadows, and they have a super high five jackpot carryover of $45,576. $45,576 super high five jackpot carryover for Prairie Meadows, and their first post time is set at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And then comes Los Alamitos, the evening card. Los Alamitos evening card for quarter horses will start at 5:45. 8 races today, 2 quarter horse races, and 6 mixed breed races on the card of the 8 race card. They have a carryover in their pick 6 of $13,328. First post time, 5:45 for session 2 today at Los Alamitos. All right, time to go to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Just, taking a look at some of the action that happened yesterday. Batten Down ran a big race in the Ohio Derby, didn't he?
He did, and the Cox Horse never showed up. He finished 4th off the board in the short field. Speed is definitely the way to go at Thistle Downs, and he was up against it, the Cox Horse. He had no early speed. It's a short stretch, and he was really a disappointment. But we said it on the show. He ran in the Louisiana Derby. He ran in the Kentucky Derby. He ran in the Preakness. So he about shot his load and probably needs some time off. Ralph, I got to ask you. I mean, they had some questionable rides in 2 major races yesterday at Los Al, a 4-horse field, and you have Gutierrez and Bullion. Yeah. First of all, let me preface this by saying I never complain about jockeys. I respect what they do. Believe me, they're an extremely dangerous business. Any race could be their last race. But what these guys did, Gutierrez and Maldonado, in a 4-horse field to set suicide fractions is just beyond me. I don't get it. But what was even worse was the race at Aqueduct. You had Johnny V and Joel Rosario.
Yep.
In a major stake, $100,000 stake race. They just stepped on the gas, and they were like on a suicide mission to take care of each other. And I just found it amazing because Rosario and Velasquez, they're not that kind of aggressive rider. You know, in California, Maldonado likes to step on the gas and go, you get it. But in New York, what they did, really shocking and really a disappointment if you bet either one of those horses because they gave you no chance to win.
I know. It was amazing, the race in New York, because those two were out in front. I swear it must have been down the backstretch at least 20 lengths in front of the rest of the field. You knew they were going. The only thing I can say is, and I have experience with this, but the only thing I can say about that is the jockey sometimes, they send the horses, and then they try to get them to relax and get them to settle down and kind of back off a little. But if they get a challenger on the outside, sometimes they call what they – with the racing industry, the riders would call running off with them. And I got a feeling that maybe these horses ran off with these guys and they couldn't get them back. I mean, that's the only excuse I could think of.
2 Hall of Fame riders, Ralph. I mean, yeah. Rosario's going into the Hall of Fame. Velasquez is a Hall of Fame rider, and they really went at each other. And it's interesting because the agent, Ron Anderson, represents both Johnny V and Joel Rosario, but He's getting rid of Johnny V for the summer. He's taking the Tory to Saratoga. So Johnny V, I guess, will find another. Oh, he's going to use Louis Saez as his agent.
Oh.
You know, maybe there's some hard feelings there. I don't know what it was, but it just didn't look good. And it wasn't fair to the fans. You know, it's not a matter of stiffing a horse, but you give your horse no chance to win when you do what either set of those jockeys did.
Yep. The only excuse, and I'm not making excuses for him. What I'm saying is the only logical excuse that I
yes, could
be,
they ran off.
Or they are riding per instructions of the trainer. The trainer says, I don't care at any cost. I want
to go to
the lead.
You got to use your brain a little. Yeah, but you got to use your brain. I'm sure neither trainer, if either horse at either track, was happy with what they were watching.
No,
because
no.
They know, anybody knows, they had no chance to survive either one of those races. Both of those races, totally, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I just found it shocking. I really did.
I agree with you. I agree with you there. And it was really, and if you're a gambler and you're a player, and by the way,
you're
those,
ripping up the ticket.
Well, those two races are, that the New York race was one race away from the end of a pick four, a pick five and the pick six. And the Los Alamitos race was the end of their pick six, pick five. Pick four there. If you got, could you imagine if you're too deep in the that race and you got the two horses that are dueling on the lead and you're going, what's going on?
Yeah.
I mean, and this is happening.
You're getting sick down the backstretch. Yeah. Your stomach is in knots down the backstretch. I mean, you knew you had no chance. After halfway through the race, you knew you were doomed. Neither one of those horses were going to survive what they went through.
Yeah, so. I mean, when you saw the fractions, you knew you were dead. That's for sure. And certainly, the race at Los Alamitos, the longest priced winner got the win, paid $20 there. Was part of my exacta box. The government exacta box. But I got split like I do with the government. I ran first and third. So much for that. That's for sure. Well, taking a look at recapping. For most of the action this week, I guess we can say that the weather and the heat probably paid some sort of a price to some of the horses that ran this weekend, because some of them just didn't fire. And one of them, of course, was Brad Cox's horse. Now, you said that the horse was raced a lot this year, but Brad Cox is not a type of guy that's just going to race a horse. The indications were that this horse was just training like a bear and decided to run the race. Maybe just didn't like the weather.
Listen, he's not going to send a horse out unless they're ready to run and unless he has 100% confidence in them. It happened to have been a $500,000 race, but we did discuss it on the air yesterday that a lot of these horses had a van over and it was a 5 or 6 hour van ride. I understand some of them are air conditioned or have fans in it, but the heat is so, the humidity is just stifling.
Yeah.
Today, at least the humidity broke. It's a hot day, but the humidity's gone. In New York, so that's a good thing. But it had to take its toll on a lot of horses, as it takes its toll on people.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. And maybe when we do our handicapping, we can put a little asterisk next to the horses that are running through this heat wave and see if we can just make an excuse for a bad run during a very hot time around the country. But we have those conditions again today. And Mr. Hardoon, nice winner at Churchill Downs. I was so, I don't want to tell you how I was feeling it when they scratched the other horse that was getting really a lot of play in the race, and we were sitting there at a nice 5-1, and then by the time he gets out of the starting gate, goes in the gate 3-1 and comes out and beats the chalk in the race, and we got bet down again.
That's what we've having to deal with, Ralph, for the last couple of years. The CAW, computer-assisted wagering, is slowly going to hurt this game. And the question is, how much is it going to hurt the game? You can't bet horses expecting to get $12 and you get $8. Just can't work. I know a lot of big players that won't make win bets anymore because they have no idea what the odds are going to be when they cross the wire. And it's a tough way to play the game. And unfortunately, a lot of these tracks are in bed with the ADWs, and they're not really doing anything about it, and they're really not thinking of the players. They're being short-sighted. They don't realize the damage that's being done to the game.
We do. We have to have a conversation on this show. We might do it on Wednesday on a lighter day of racing, but we do have to address the CAW effect on races, not only in there, but a lot of other places. And it seems like there's almost a certain conflict of interest going on with those guys and the track itself against the players. And that is not going to be good news. As a matter of fact, they are having discussions about that now. They're having meetings and discussions about that now. And it's about time that maybe you and myself and John Lindo can get together maybe on a Wednesday show and talk about, explain to the folks what's going on out there, because these things are happening a lot. That's for sure. They're happening more than a normal operating procedure, and I think we have to really address that to keep the health of the integrity, the trust, and the players and the pools.
And another problem, Ralph, is a lot of tracks now, you know, when they show the chicklets, they usually show the odds. They're not even showing the odds until they turn for home, because they don't want people to see those drastic drops. Yeah. So they're basically in cahoots. And, you know, you're hurting your customers. They're being short-sighted. While they're making money because handle is up, they're destroying the game. That's just not good.
All right. Well, that's your opinion, and of course, we have a lot of opinions here, and it's getting to be a universal opinion among players. I can tell you that. But let's get started and see if we can pick some winners that'll hold the price today. What do you say?
All right. Let's go to Churchill Downs. Look at race number 6 for the first of our two radio plays, and I like the number 9 horse in here, Chooligan. This is a 4-year-old colt who was claimed out of his last start by trainer Matt Shear. Florent Giroux aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He draws a good outside box going 7 furlongs. Graduation day for number 9, Chooligan, in today's 6th race out at Churchill Downs.
All right, we're going to go back to Churchill Downs where you had the winner yesterday. Churchill Downs, 6th race. You like number 9, Chooligan, the 9 in the 6th race today at Churchill. And
we're going to look at Monmouth, and full disclosure, I only did a couple of races at Monmouth because we have a horse running in the 9th race in the state called Full Nelson, who's coming off of a layoff. He's doing well. He's not my radio horse, but if you're playing, make sure you include him. My radio play for Monmouth comes in the 8th race, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Coach Adams. This is an amazing 9-year-old from the Dan Ward barn, coming off of a layoff, last seen at Oaklawn Park. But this horse has had a lot of success at Monmouth. He even used to run in Southern California. Every race that he's run at Monmouth is actually good enough to beat this field. Dan Ward sends him at. Isaac Castillo's the rider, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 3, Coach Adams, wins today's 8th race out at Monmouth Park.
All right, let's get the coach home today. In the 8th race, number 3, Coach Adams. Number 3, Coach Adams, 8th at Monmouth Park today is Jonathan Hardoon's place. And although he doesn't have a sheet for Monmouth, you do have a sheet for Churchill, Los Alamitos, and Belmont at Aqueduct, right?
Correct, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. I'm sure you got a soapbox to work with on Wednesday.
We got you warmed up today. Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Stay safe and be well.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to Bob Mazursky standing by in SoCal. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and now we're going to go right out to Bob Mazursky, standing by in Southern California. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, my man. All I could say is maybe you could just move your camera just a little bit the other way.
This way? How's that?
Try to look the other way. A little bit more. We're doing a little direction. Okay, good enough. That's for sure.
All right.
Perfect. Right there is perfect. Anyhow, okay. Yesterday, has Antonio Frasu ever ridden at Losail before?
Yeah, he rode briefly last year after he came to California. He rode a few times here, so he certainly picked up where he left off yesterday, won the first race, and then won the stakes race.
Yeah, he had two scheduled mounts yesterday. The first and the last. He picked up one when he picked up a Bays mount when Bays hurt his wrist, I understand, or his hand in a starting gate incident. But so Frasu won two. But there were two other jockeys that won races yesterday at your place that were winning their first race, and one was winning his first race ever ridden at Losail. I believe both of them did, right?
Yeah, Jeremy Laprida won yesterday on a favorite for George Parabon, who came back to win the stakes with None Above the Law. And then apprentice Wolfen Arantes won with his first mount here yesterday, riding for Leonard Powell on Kortsnart. So first wins for both of them at this place.
Now, Vince Gregory, of course, as we talked yesterday, is the agent for the apprentice Arantes. But Arantes had his first mount in the fourth race, and he finished second in that race to the dead favorite in the race. So you knew he knows how to ride. And by the way, that favorite was won by Laprido, who was getting his first mount there. So you got to keep an eye on these two jocks. I think they can horseback.
Yeah, they can. And, you know, this track is tricky to ride for some guys. Some guys, they seem to adapt to it well yesterday, got used to it. And they'll both have a lot of mounts, I'm sure, during the rest of the meet here.
All right. Now, Jonathan Ardoon, I don't know if you're with us early enough to hear Jonathan's rant this morning about two rides, one at Aqueduct in the big stakes race and one in the stakes race at Los Alamitos, where two guys went out there and just butted heads so fast on the lead that they compromised each other. Like I said, there could be an excuse with a horse either running off or being instructed to do so. But how did you see that particular situation in the Bertrando?
Well, it seemed to me like they just rode thinking that that was the horse they had to beat. Like Maldonado thought he had to beat Don't Fight the Fed, and Mario Gutierrez thought he had to beat Cowboy Mike, and they didn't want to let each other get away. They were afraid if one of them got off to an easy lead, they'd be tough to beat. So I think that might have been what happened. And then they just, as you said, compromised each other, set it up nicely for None Above the Law, who was last early. And Lovesick Blues, who was next to last early, ended up completing the exact. So they, of course, did each other no favors. But I think they were just riding because they thought that's who they had to beat, and they weren't worried about the other two.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, that's also another angle to look at for that those particular rides, that's for sure. A lot of interesting action yesterday. I know the winner, None Above the Law, was the biggest price of the day at $20 even. But there were some nice performances, especially in the seventh race with Dorthraki, that seemed to be easing up at the end of the race. Got there in just in the nick of time, but I understand that he bled in the race and was vanned off.
That is right. He was pulled up right after the race, and he got into the van, and they reported that he did bleed. So hopefully it's nothing too serious, and we'll see him again soon. Because in mid-stretch, he looked like he was going to win off. And Kyle Frey was looking behind him and was riding very, very confidently. Then all of a sudden, he had to start riding the horse hard, and the horse just barely held on. I thought he moved the horse over so he could see the other horse coming up alongside of him. But as it turns out, he was probably starting to bleed a little bit then, and that he might have been feeling the effects of that.
And probably in starting his motion of pulling the horse up for the horse's safety, that's for sure. But he got the win. And was the weather there in Southern California at the racetrack, was it like hot enough? Because we know the horses bleed because of the humidity and heat and losing a lot of fluids.
No, it was actually pretty comfortable yesterday. I mean, it was warm, but it wasn't overly warm. Like at Los Al, it never gets as hot as it can at other places in Southern California because we're relatively close to the ocean. So it was pretty comfortable actually yesterday.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we know that a lot of the racing gamblers were certainly figuring out a lot of the races yesterday at Los Alamitos. Pick six paid well, $2,625. You do have a carryover for the pick six tonight for the quarter horse session, right?
That is correct. There is a carryover. I think it's about $13,000, I believe, going into tonight. And they, like you said, they have a lot of mixed breed races tonight. So a lot of the thoroughbred players here during the day might get involved in that as well.
Yeah, there are 1,000-yard races, and the 1,000-yard races at Los Alamitos does involve a turn, but it's the smaller turn on the original track, right?
That is right. We do those races on the littler track at night, the smaller oval, and then you know, of course, during the day, it's the bigger oval, so it's just a matter of moving the rails around and all that for the nighttime and daytime track differences.
Well, I can tell you, looking at the day two of Los Alamitos Thoroughbred action that starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon with a 9-race card, these races look very competitive today, Bob.
No, I think it could be a very challenging pick six today, and you know, we'll see what happens. I happen to like horse in the 6th race, which kicks off the late pick four, so I like number one, Disco Tribute. He comes off a nice win up at Golden Gate. He's pretty comfortable on any surface. He's won on the 1,000-yard track here at night. I think he should get a good trip, provided he breaks from the rail. Armando Ayuso's riding. He had a winner yesterday. I think he's going to have another guy that could be under the radar and have a decent meet here over the 8 days. So number one, Disco Tribute in race 6 for me.
All right, that's your pick on the show today. Number one, Disco Tribute in the 6th race. The 6th race, the one horse. And Bob's horse had a nice solid second yesterday, so we'll bump it up one, Bob, and get that in the 6th race, the one, Disco Tribute. And now, when's the next racing day there at Los Al after today?
Yeah, after today, we'll be back next Saturday, and we'll race Saturday and Sunday next week before we go to the 4-day week on starting July 4th through the end of the meet on the 7th. Next Saturday is the Los Alamitos Derby, which is a race Bob Baffert has won 7 years in a row. And sure he'll have something in there, at least one in there next week. So
yeah,
we'll take entries for the Saturday card on Tuesday and race next Saturday.
All right, so we go next Saturday and Sunday, and then we pick it up on July 4th, holiday card, July 4th on Thursday, and go the 4th Thursday, the 5th Friday, the 6th and 7th Saturday and Sunday to wrap up this short L.A. County Fair meeting, right?
That is correct, and then we'll be back for probably 6 days in September.
All right, you got it, Bob. And, of course, how's the weather there at Los Al today?
It's basically about the same as yesterday. It's very clear, and we should have a very nice day. I don't think it'll be overly warm. It should be fine.
Now, we know you do handicapping for newspapers as well. Working to get your stuff?
Yeah, I'm in the Southern California News Group papers, which includes the LA Daily News, Orange County Register, Long Beach Press, Telegram, and others. And then I also do selections for the todaysracingdigest.com.
All right. You got it. Thanks a lot, Bob. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Sounds good, Ralph. Take care.
All right. You got it, my man. Now I'm going to give you Rich Eng's selections right now. Richie will join us, of course. He'll be back with us on Wednesday. But Rich Eng has a selection. He has it in the same race as Bob Mazursky does. So we got a Sirocco play working now. In the 6th race at Los Alamitos, Rich Eng's play is number 6. Come on, man. The 6th horse, come on, man, is Rich Eng's play. So we've got Bob has the 1, Richie's got the 6, and the Sirocco play right now, the Sirocco play is a 1-6 exacta combination. Richie's play is the 6th, and you can get the rest of Richie's selections for Los Alamitos right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right, when we come back, I'll get you Jerry J's picks, and we'll wrap it up with John Lindo on this Sunday. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sports book and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday, wrapping it up the week. Don't forget, we'll be back on Wednesday morning, same time at 7 a.m. And don't forget all the other great shows that are on this YouTube streaming network. And, of course, that's Sports by the Book. And Punchlines, and of course, Gone Racing as well. You got to check them all out on YouTube at the South Point Studios location, that's for sure. All right, I'm going to give you Jerry J's place now. We're going to go to the seventh race at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, seventh race. Jerry J's play, and this is, of course, interpretation off of his power pages. So in the seventh race, number five, Busy Morning, is a star horse on Jerry's pick, so we're going to go with that. And he's the second-rated horse on the ratings as well. So in the seventh race, number five, Busy Morning with Ired Ortiz Jr. is the play in the seventh. The link-ups will be numbers 2, 6, and 8. The 2 horse is a V horse at 8-1 on the morning line. And then the 6 is 5-1, and the 8 is 3-1. So we got the 5 over 2, 6, and 8 in the seventh race at Aqueduct. Jerry J's interpreted play there. And then we go to Los Alamitos for his second selection. And Jerry J's second selection comes in the ninth and final race today at Los Alamitos. In the ninth and final race, number 2, Final Storm, is the play. It's third rated on the sheet, but it is a star horse on his sheet. So in the ninth race, number 2, Final Storm, will be the play at 3-1. The link-ups will be numbers 4, 8, and 9. The 4 is 6-1. The 8 is 20-1. And the 9 is at 8-1 as well. So we're gonna also add in the 10. I'm going to give you 4 there. I'm going to go 2 with the 4, 8, 9, 10. The 10 is a V horse on his sheet as well at 8-1. So we got the 2 over 4, 8, 9, 10, and the 2 is the play in the ninth at Los Alamitos. And again, these are interpreted plays at jerryjspowerpage.com. He's got 2 full sheets, Los Alamitos and Belmont at Aqueduct, jerryjspowerpage.com. Now let's go to John Lindo, standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thoughts of opening day at Los Al?
Well, kind of an eventful day with all those little things going on. I hope Tyler Bays is okay. We saw a couple of new riders win at Los Alamitos, a horse that the Bob Baffert Maiden you guys were talking about, Dothraki, looked like he's going to win by 12, and he barely gets there, and we know why now. So a lot happening for an opening day.
Yeah, not even a question about that. And, of course, the stakes race was the last of kind of the funny things that happened, that's for sure. But those 2 horses committing a suicide mission in a 4-horse field.
They rode it like a match race. You know, when you have a small field like that, you want to get to the front end. It looked like 2 guys had the same instructions, make the lead and don't fight the fit. Was not going to give the edge to the Bob Baffert horse in there, you know, Cowboy Mike, and they ended up hooking up and the last man standing, you know, Don't Fight the Fed, who had not won. The winner had not won since 2021. So 3 years, you know, 3 years ago, and a 50,000 claim in February. He makes 60,000 in the stakes race yesterday. Congratulations to trainer Jorge Parabon.
And it was the highest priced winner of the day at $20. That's for sure. That ended up, of course, the pick 6, etc. Anything that you saw in the races as far as track bias?
No, I thought it was pretty fair. You could rally down the middle of the racetrack. I still don't think you want to be on the fence down the stretch, but it wasn't a speed favoring and it wasn't a closer favoring track. I just had it fair. And the other thing you had mentioned, you guys had talked about that race in New York, the Wild Applause.
Yeah.
And I just think that race was Chad Brown sending Chantilly Road to make sure Makanga didn't get loose on the lead like last time. And he basically set up his other filly oversubscribed. It's one of those things, the hidden entry. The trainer made sure his other filly got the job done.
See, there are several different type of excuses you can give for performances like that. And we've on the show gave four of them. And Bob actually offered another one. And you did as well for the race in New York. Yeah, that was kind of unusual to see. But boy, Brown, Pratt, and the ownership had a big day yesterday at Aqueduct.
Yeah, they did. You can see Chad Brown is has using Flavien Prat right now as his number one guy.
Yeah, no question about that. And it was interesting to see that Prat stayed in New York instead of going into the Ohio Derby on the Cox entry, which proved to be the right move.
Absolutely. And when you have that much business with that guy, if he asks you to stay, you're going to stay.
That's for sure. And batting down a new player on the scene for the three-year-olds, it seems, huh?
Yeah, and he got the right trip. He got an easy lead in that race. You know, things will get tougher down the line, but he obviously has ability. He can run all day, and he's still learning. You know, he still, when he made the lead in the stretch, he was kind of waiting on horses, but he didn't let them pass. And so we'll see where batting down levels off, but he's got a chance now to jump in to a big race, whether it be the Haskell or the Travers, and take a shot against the big three-year-olds.
Yeah, and Belmont will definitely do the best for that horse, that's for sure. He's bringing him along nice and slow and right. That's absolutely for sure. Okay, well, let's get started. We've got two Linda Report sheets available today here at the South Point, a full sheet for Belmont at Aqueduct, a full sheet for Los Alamitos, and you can only get Linda Reports for today at Belmont at Aqueduct and Los Alamitos. In one place here in your gaming capital is right here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge, complimentary from the Racebook here because they love horse players and they love John Lindo's Lindo Report, and this is the only place you can get it. John, we go into Belmont at Aqueduct.
Third race today at Aqueduct. Number five, Steady On, one of two top Pletcher horses coming back. They've been working together. Major Dude is the other. Steady On has looked good in the morning, got good tactical speed. Lasix back, dropping out of the stakes ranks, and I think he falls into a good spot, stocking the speed and getting first run. 7-2 on the program, Manny Franco riding. Number five, Steady On, race number three at Aqueduct.
All right, third race at Aqueduct, the five, Steady On. By the way, John, I want to compliment you on Aqueduct yesterday. On your sheet at Aqueduct yesterday here, you had six top pick winners on your sheet.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had a good day. The radio horse ran second, unfortunately, so we'll try and change that today.
Yeah, but he ran admirably, that's for sure. So at Belmont at Aqueduct in the third race, your pick is number five, Steady On. The five in the third at Belmont at Aqueduct, and now we'll go to Los Alamitos.
And, Ralph, unfortunately, I ran into the same race as a couple of the other guys have. I'm going to go to that sixth race at Los Alamitos, and I like number three, See Through It. This is a horse that was overmatched chasing the Chosen Bronze last time. Likes Los Alamitos, drops into a starter allowance, and the most important thing, he gets Lasix back. He's an older horse, and he runs best with Lasix. He's won over that Los Alamitos race course. That's his home base. 2-1 on the program. I think he jumps forward big time. Race number six, number three, See Through It, Los Alamitos.
All right. Well, obviously, that is a challenging race for sure. Our three handicappers came, and all three of them came in that race. So I've got a Sirocco three-horse Exacta Box, and I got a Sirocco three-horse Trifecta Box as well. So in this race, you like the three See Through It, number three See Through It in the sixth race. And, of course, our handicappers came with numbers one, three, and six. So I'll be playing around with that, that's for sure, at Los Alamitos. Remember, John Lindo's Lindo Report available right now here at the South Point with Belmont at Aqueduct and Los Alamitos. Hey, your schedule next week.
I'll be doing Aqueduct next Thursday through Sunday and back at Los Alamitos as well next Saturday, Sunday when they resume.
All right. And, John, you and I and Jonathan have to get together and talk a little bit about this CAW and what's happening with the pools. We might do it on a slower show on a Wednesday to do that because I think it's something that we have to address for the players, especially seeing all these fluctuations in odds, et cetera, on horses that ultimately win while the race is running. That's for sure.
Well, it's been affecting the racing and the wagering product now for a long time. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, I think it will be an interesting discussion without a doubt, that's for sure. We wind up the week, and we wind up this show by reminding you we'll be back on Wednesday morning, God willing, and the creek don't rise at 7 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning. In the meantime, have a great Sunday out there, everybody. Enjoy. John has one more thing to say.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilotto at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.